Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Friday, April 22nd, 2022. I'm your host, Doug Reed. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. Please send me any thoughts, comments, feedback you have. Love to chat with people. Just send me a quick DM and I'll get back to you as quickly as possible. I usually respond within the same day. Also, if you are following us here at Sports Ethos, I recommend a couple other Twitter accounts. One is Ethos Fantasy BK for basketball. Now, it's traditionally for fantasy basketball. However, in the playoffs, as the playoffs hit, I think it's a valuable resource as well. So we send starting lineups, we send who's in, who's out, injury updates all throughout the day. It's a great tool if you are wagering on fantasy and during the fantasy basketball season. So check out Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. We also have an Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball. And we just got that fired up. You're going to get regular updates there throughout the day as well. That's run by our new guy, Joe Arrico. And you should check out Joe at Twitter. His handle is at JoeArrico99. So JoeArrico99. He runs a daily fantasy baseball podcast, gives some DFS tips there too. And he's a lot of the information behind our Ethos Fantasy BB. So check him out. Now, before we get going, do you want to talk about our partners at Thrive? If you haven't checked these guys out yet, give them a try. It's Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either two or four free game tickets. Basically, you pick the player props and the biggest names playing every night, score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points at the end of the night share the nightly prize. If you're looking for information, especially in basketball, you can check out our Sports Ethos DFS team. We also have a regular podcast there. You can check out Joe Arrico's podcast. He gives a lot of daily or DFS updates for baseball. He's been doing a really good job on it, too, so far this year. So check him out for baseball. And again, it's Thrive Fantasy, T-H-R-I-V-E. And when you go there, use the code ETHOS and when you sign up and get a deposit match bonus when you enter. So on to the association, the NBA playoffs chugging along about halfway through round one. We have three games tonight, so let's jump right onto the into the board. We start with the Heat at Atlanta. Excuse me. You can get Miami -1.5, a total of 221.5. Now, the Heat are up two games to nothing, traveling to Atlanta to see if Trey and his buddies can get this series back in line. The Heat won the first game 115-91, the second one 115-105. So a total of 206 in the first game, total 220. I haven't pulled the trigger on either of these yet, but I lean to Atlanta +1.5. I think this is the pivotal point in the series. If they lose this, they're done. If they win this, they're probably done as well, frankly. But, you know, Trey can go off at any time, and I think he has the ability to keep them in the series like he did last year in the playoffs. So looking for the Heat to pull out the win. Sorry, not the Heat. The Hawks to pull out the win, or at least lose by 1.5. Now this number has bounced around a little, but it's pretty much consistently at 1.5. +1.5 for Atlanta. Total 221.5. I would lean to the over. The Heat are very good in defense. I just think Atlanta going home, they're realizing, I think they're going to realize, I mean, he scored 115 points each the first two games, so they're going to have to run a gun. They're going to have to throw up a lot of shots. They're going to have to score points basically to beat the Heat. Whether they can do it or not, I don't know. But at 221.5, that's kind of a number I think they're going to have to get over if they want to win. And as I said, if I think they can win or keep it within a point, they're going to have to put up some points. Now, when you see the money coming in, 68% of the bets, the total of the bets are on Miami, and 66% of the money's on Miami. So fairly even split there. No big money moving anything. Next game of the night is Milwaukee. They travel to Chicago to play the Bulls. You can get the Bucks at -2.5, the total 222.5. Now we have Milwaukee won the first game, 93-85. At home, and the next game was at Milwaukee, but the Bulls pulled out the win 114-110. So the first game total is 178, second game 224. I'm on Milwaukee at -2.5. I just think the same story holds here as it has for most of the year with the Bulls. They beat the bad teams pretty consistently. They beat a fair number of the average teams, and against the elite teams of the league, they really struggle. Now, I know they're back at home. They got the momentum off of that win. But I don't see them being able to really make this a series. Milwaukee's going to have to win one game in Chicago to take home, court back and to be able to win the series. And I think they can do that tonight. So I've got them at -2.5, injuries, Ball's obviously still out. Nobody else for the Bulls. For the Bucks, George Hill and Chris Middleton are both out. So it doesn't help the Bucks, but I think at 2.5, I'm be willing to take them on that. When we see the money, the total of the money is 65% of the bets on the Bucks, 61% of the money coming in is on the Bucks. So again, fairly close and even there. Total 222.5. I might lean the over there. I think Chicago, putting up 114 last game, realizes kind of like Atlanta in the other series that if they have any chance to win, they're going to have to run and gun and score as many points as they can. Now, can they do that against Milwaukee? I'm not sure. But I think going home, I think to be able to put up the points, I think Milwaukee will be able to keep up with them. I just like the Bucks a little more, so happy to take them at -2.5. Third game of the night, we have Phoenix traveling to New Orleans to resume this series, which is tied at 1. Phoenix, you can get at -2. Total here is 216. On the injury report, New Orleans is fairly healthy, and Phoenix has Devin Booker, which is obviously a huge loss, out for a few weeks with a hamstring. So I think that is why we're seeing such a close number. First game of the series was Phoenix 110-99. And last game, Phoenix was, I think, about 8 or 9 point favorites at home, and they lost 125-114. When we see the total on the money, we have 70% of the bets on Phoenix, but 86% of the money on Phoenix. So some bigger money's coming in on the Suns. Wouldn't be surprised if this line moved a little bit as we got closer to game time in favor of the Pels, trying to even out that money. But I just think Phoenix, even at -2, is a good price. I mean, their lineup sure hurts that Booker's out. But you're going to have Chris Paul doing his Chris Paul things. I think you should be able to get on McCollum and keep him in line. Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, DeAndre Ayton. I just think they line up well. I think they line up well against New Orleans. And I think they should be able to, with Chris Paul leading the way, be able to win. And it's a short spread, like 2 points. I'm happy to take that. And the totals, excuse me. The total's 216. I'm actually going over that. So the first game was 209. Next game is 239. They're coming back to New Orleans. New Orleans just dropped 125 points on them. The home crowd's going to be pumped. It's an even series. Booker's out. New Orleans thinks they have a chance. And maybe they do. But I think at 216, both teams should be able to get above 100. And if New Orleans thinks they have a chance, they're going to have to put up some points, I think. And they're going to play like that in front of the home fan. They're going to be playing, not run and gun style, but they're going to be playing that they want to put up as many points as they can. So I looked at them to get over their total, and their team total is about just under 107. So I see Phoenix at about 109.25. I see New Orleans about 106, just under 107. So I think both of them can get there, and going to take the total over 216. So I've got Phoenix -2. and the total going over 216 in that game. So as a quick rundown of the three NBA games, one of my colleagues here at Sports Ethos, too, Adam Kirkhart, he's been doing really well, had a really good season in the NBA, and has been doing well so far in the playoffs. I recommend you check him out on Twitter. It's at Adam Kirk, which is A-D-A-M-K-E-R-C-K. Guy knows his stuff, doesn't put out a ton of plays, but when he puts them out, they're usually pretty solid. So check him out, tail his plays if you can. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to hit the large MLB slate, and I think there's four games on the ice. We'll hit those as well.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. On to the diamond. Lots of games on the field today. There are 15 in total. Can hit on all of them. Got a few plays to put in there. I'm going to start off with St. Louis. The Cardinals travel to Cincinnati to play the Reds. And hold on, I'm just having a problem pulling up my screen. There we go. Sorry about that. Cards are at the Reds. We've got lefty Steve Matz on the hill for the Cards. We've got young flamethrower Hunter Green, who's already on the bump for Cincinnati. You can get the Cards minus 120. You can get the home Reds at an even plus 100. Total here is 7.5. And I'm actually on the 7.5 total. I got it at minus 110. I see it anywhere between about minus 110 and 115. Hunter Green has been good in his few starts this year. And Steven Matz has been what Steven Matz is, which is kind of hot and cold. One game against him was Pittsburgh. He didn't pitch well, and then the next game he did pitch well. So I'm expecting – not sure what to expect from him, his usual inconsistent starts. And Hunter Green, again, has pitched well. He's a flamethrower. But going against the Cardinals lineup in Cincinnati, I think – they could probably get to him. I think the Reds could get to Matz for a run or two, even if both starters only give up two runs, for example. We're at four. Neither one of them have pitched more, I think, than 5.2 innings. I think Matz went 5.2 in one game. Hunter Green went 5.1 another. And they're definitely not going to be letting Green go probably more than 80, 85 pitches to start his career, especially in a little cooler weather. So I think it becomes a bullpen game in about the sixth inning. And if it does, that doesn't sit well for Cincinnati. St. Louis better bullpen. Cincinnati definitely not. And they're playing in Cincinnati, very hitter-friendly park. So 7.5, when I look at that, it's just a low total. Rookie doing well, Hunter Green going against a veteran lineup in the Cards. Maybe they get to him. Steven Matz inconsistent. Maybe the Reds get to him. Even if I'm wrong on those, we're looking at the bullpens coming in, I think, in the middle of the game. Not middle of the game, but sixth inning, fifth or sixth inning, and hopefully allowing a couple more runs. So happy to take the over 7.5 in that one. Next game, we get the Guardians of Cleveland traveling to New York to face the Yankees. Guardians have righty Eli Morgan on the mound, and the Yanks have righty Jameson Taillon on the mound. You can get the Guardians plus 165. The Yankees at home minus 185. And the money line total here is 8. But I think I would lean with Guardians. I didn't touch this game. I just plus 165. I'm not sold in Jameson Taillon's comeback. He had an average year last year. He's looked decent this year, but who knows? Cold weather. Guardians have been hitting well, surprisingly well. The Miles Straw and Stephen Kwan on top of the lineup. Doing really well. And then Jose Ramirez is just raking in the three spot. So those guys alone are going to scare anybody. And they throw a lineup of, as I'm looking at it, we have one, two, three, four lefties. One's a switch hitter. Four lefties and the rest are righties against a righty tie-off. So not that that's a huge advantage, but they've been hitting well. And a plus 165, I just think there's value there. Not touching the game, but there's definitely value there. Next game sees the Brewers travel to Philly. You get Freddy Peralta, the righty from Milwaukee, on the mound. Ranger Suarez, the lefty for Philadelphia. The Brewers, you can get a plus 105. The home Phillies, you can get a minus 125 in the money line. Total here is 8. If I had to lean, I would lean with the Brewers and Peralta just because you're catching plus money. And he didn't have a great outing last time. But you get the lefty Suarez, who's had a good run last year. I think he's a little bit overvalued. I mean, he had a good run last year. His peripheral stats weren't fantastic, but he had a decent run. He's a lefty. He's going against a pretty veteran lineup, laden lineup at the top. You have righty McCutchen. You have righty Willie Adames Bonham. Then you have lefty Yelich, righty Hunter Renfro behind him. So you've got one, two lefties in the lineup, and the rest are righties for Milwaukee. Haven't been hitting great this year, coming around a little. The Phillies, I think we all know about the Phillies. They're definitely stocked. A righty-heavy lineup other than Schwarber in the three spot. Sorry. Harper in the three spot and Schwarber in the six spot are lefties of any note against Peralta. Now, Schwarber finally woke up, it seems, and broke out of his slump, hit a couple home runs earlier this week. So I just like the plus money. You know, I think Philly's probably the better team. I think Milwaukee's got the better pitching. Milwaukee's got the better bullpen, and you're getting plus money. I might look to the under, first five under, total 8 here, first five under. Might consider that. It's probably, what, about 4.5? I would look at that. Going to be a little cool in Philly tonight. Two good pitchers on the mound. Again, lean Philly in the game, not touching the total, though. Next game, see the Giants travel to Washington to face the Nats. You get Sam Long, the lefty Sam Long for the Giants, which I'm pretty sure is going to be a bullpen game. He's already pitched in 3 innings this year, and I don't think he's pitched 6 innings. So this will be a bullpen game. Then you get Patrick Corbin on the bump for the Nats. Now, I looked every which way to find an angle in this game, just couldn't find one. I'm not a Patrick Corbin fan. If you've listened to the show before, I just think this guy's done. They're paying him a lot of money, so they got to throw him out there. The Nats aren't planning on winning. Takes a spot, takes a ball every fifth day, but this guy is done. I believe he's done. The problem is I couldn't find a way to get to any numbers here. The over 8.5, Giants have not been hitting. And when the Giants are throwing out a bullpen game, Washington hasn't been hitting. So they're going to throw out 4 or 5 different pitchers. No one batter is going to see the same pitcher probably twice. And they don't have a strong enough lineup. Once you get past Soto in the 2 spot, Cruz in the 3 spot, Josh Bell has been hitting well in the 4 spot, their lineup just drops right off. I mean, you got Cesar Hernandez, who's not a great on-base guy, leading off. And then you've got Keibert Ruiz at 5, Yadiel Hernandez at 6, Mikhail Franco 7, Alcides Escobar at 8, and Victor Robles at 9. None of those guys are going to strike any fear into anybody. So I can see the Giants throwing a bullpen game, but going 6-7 innings deep and giving up 1 or 2 runs. So, and then Patrick Corbin, he had a decent game last time out, but he's not going to, I don't think, shut down San Francisco, but they haven't been hitting that well. So I don't know which way to go here. I would lean the Giants, but I'm not really keen on dropping a minus 130 line because their hitting has been so weak. So staying away from this game. If I had to lean, I'd lean the Giants, and I would definitely lean the over of 8.5, which I now see as juiced to plus 100. So maybe not a bad play there. Next game I am on, we have the Red Sox traveling to Tampa. You get Michael Wacha, the veteran righty on the mound for the Red Sox, and Corey Kluber, the veteran righty on the mound for Tampa. Now, Wacha's pitched, I think, 9.1 innings and has a 0.857 whip. His Statcast chart is all red, which is good. And Corey Kluber's got a fair bit of blue on there. So he has not outperformed his peripherals that well. And I think both these guys are clearly on the downside of their career. You can get the Red Sox at plus 135 on the road. You get Tampa at home minus 155. The total here is 8. And I just like the plus 135. I don't know who's a better pitcher. I think most people are going to say right now Kluber is, but so far this year, Wacha has pitched better. I know it's only a couple of outings, so too small a sample size. But a plus 135 with the Red Sox lineup, although it's not been hitting great, it's still the Red Sox lineup. You still have Devers in the two spot, Bogarts in the three, Verdugo cleanup, Story in a four. Going against Kluber, who, as I said earlier, hasn't been pitching all that well. So I like the Red Sox. Really comes down to I just like the plus 135 number. Next game of the night, we have Colorado on. I'm on this game as well. Colorado in Detroit for the Rockies. We have righty Antonio Senzatella. And for the Tigers, we have lefty Tarik Skubal, the young lefty Skubal for the Tigers. On this game, the numbers are... You can get the Rockies at plus 125 on the money line. The home Tigers at minus 145. The total over 7.5. And that is what I'm on. I got it at minus 107. And the reason being, I was on the Tigers at first, but they're at one, what is it now? What did I say there? Minus 145. I was 150 earlier when I was looking. It's just too much delay. Senzatella has been terrible on the road last year. This is a shocking number for a guy who pitches half his games in Colorado. On the road, his ERA was 5.05 last year. At home, 3.97. His whip on the road, 1.52, giving up 1.5 runners per inning, basically. At home, a respectable 1.21. So he's actually not a bad pitcher at home. This year, his expected WOBA is his expected WOBA is 0.498. That is terrible. The expected batting average against 436. Expected slug against 746. And so I can't back him, especially on the road. But laying 145 with the Tigers is just too much. And Colorado's offense has been really, really strong. But I think they've played most of their series. I think they played one series away, maybe two series away from Colorado. Right now, the numbers are they're first in batting average in Major League Baseball, second on-base percentage, and first in slugging. A lot of that is a Coors Field effect, but their offense is doing well. So at 7.05, I figure Senzatella, because he's on the road, is going to give up a few runs. If you listen to my show, I'm still not a believer in these young pitchers on Detroit. They may get there one day. Skubal may be one of them, but I don't think they're there quite yet. And he's a lefty coming out. He's going against Connor Joe, a righty. Blackman's a lefty, and then he hits Chris Bryant, a righty, CJ Cron in his 6 home runs is a righty, Elias Diaz, their catcher, is a righty, McMahon's a lefty, Brendan Rodgers, the second baseman's a righty, Randall Grichuk's a righty, and Jose Iglesias a righty. So he's got two lefties, one of which is Blackman, in that lineup. The rest are righties, and the rest of them hitting well. So do they get them for a few runs? I know Tiger Comerica is not Coors Field, obviously. But if Senzatella can do what Senzatella does and give up a number of runs, Skubal probably only has to give up maybe two or three. And young kid, probably not going to let him go all that deep. You get to that bullpen, and it's always, always an interesting time when you can get into the Tigers' bullpen. So starters probably giving up a couple runs each. Bullpen could do the rest. Let's get over 7.5. Cash that ticket. Next game of the night sees the Marlins travel to Atlanta to play the Braves. For Miami, you get lefty Trevor Rogers. And for Atlanta, you get their youngster righty Kyle Wright. Miami, you can get plus 125 on the money line. The Braves, you can get minus 145 at home. The total here is 8. Not on this game. I like Rogers as a pitcher, but I just like the Braves lineup too much, but not going to lay 145. Pittsburgh travels to Chicago to play the Cubs. You can get the Pirates at plus 155. You can get the Cubs at home minus 175. on the mound for the Pirates is lefty Jose Quintana, and on the mound for the Cubbies is lefty Drew Smiley. So a battle of the old graybeard lefties. And I like the Cubs here as like Smiley over Quintana, but I can't lay 175. There's no way I can lay that kind of number. The wind is blowing in, I heard, from right. I'm looking at the over 7.5. So you think about this. You've got two lefties on the mound. You're going to get predominantly right-handed hitting lineups. Well, the wind's blowing in from right. So most guys are pull heavy, going against lefties. They're going to be hitting the ball to the left. So I'm looking on the over 7.5. Right now I see it at minus 115, minus 112. So probably going to do the over 7.5. Going to wait on that one for a little while. So the Cubs lineup's already been announced. Quintana's a lefty. He'll be going against Nick Madrigal, a righty. Seiya Suzuki's been having a fantastic start to his major league career, righty. Catcher Wilson Contreras in the three spot, a righty. Frank Schwindel, a righty. Patrick Wisdom, a righty. Jonathan Villar in the six spot is a switch hitter. Catcher Yan Gomes is a righty. Michael Hermosillo, the outfielder, is a righty. And Nico Horner is a righty. So an entire right-handed lineup. Well, one switch hitter, but everybody's hitting from the right side against Quintana. That has Cubs win written all over it, and that has a few runs. On the flip side of that, you got Smiley going against Pittsburgh, a lineup that's been struggling. They've only got one lefty in there as well. Their top four, they got Cabrian Hayes, a righty. Brian Reynolds, a switch. Michael Chavez is a righty. And Daniel Vogelbach hitting cleanup. They actually moved him out of the leadoff spot. Go figure. He's a lefty. So, I think there could be some runs scored. Check the wind. If that crazy wind, yeah, see, what I see is it's blowing in from right field while all these guys are righties trying to hit the left field. So there could be some runs scored there, but you never know in Chicago with the winds at Wrigley. Next game of the night, C's, where are we, Pirates? Next, the White Sox staying in Chicago. Well, not staying in Chicago. The White Sox are in Minnesota. You can get Michael Kopech and the White Sox at minus 110, basic coin flip here, or you can get Bailey Ober and the Twins at minus 110 as well. Total here is 7.5, and I actually got the White Sox at minus 104 earlier today, so that's been bouncing between kind of 104, 105, and 110. And this comes down, these are two young pitching prospects. Kopech has been around, did really well last year, a little more experience, and Bailey Ober's done all right so far this year. I like Kopech better. I like the White Sox lineup better. Coin flip game. I'll take the money line. Got a little better price on the money line. And just to show you some quick comparisons, I know it's only through a few games, but the expected WOBA, so the weighted on-base average, Kopech's at 296, Ober's at 465, which is not good. Expected batting average, Kopech only at 180, Ober's at 334. Expected slug, Kopech at 388. Ober's at 744. And their hard hit rate, Kopech's been allowing 38.1% hard rate, which is good. A little above league. It's above league average and solid. Ober's allowed 47.1, which is not good. Below league average. So short sample size, Kopech wins that argument. Kopech pitched last year and pitched quite well, mostly as a reliever. And although they haven't gone there, they haven't woken up really yet, I like the White Sox lineup. So what did I say? I got a minus 104. I'm happy to take the Cubs or the White Sox there. Next game of the night, sees the Jays in Houston to play the Astros. You can get Ross Stripling at plus 155. You can get Justin Verlander in the Stros at minus 175. Total here is 8.5. At first, with Verlander on the mound, I was thinking I'm looking at under 8.5, but it's juiced to 120. So I might look around on that one. I just think Verlander could he's had a few strong games or a couple strong games already, so he'd continue that trend. However, I'm also looking at the money line of the Jays at plus 155. It's the Jays. So anytime you're giving me 155, I think they can beat any pitcher in baseball as well as Verlander's pitching. I think there's some value there, so I'm going to look at that a little closer. Next game is the Orioles at LA to play the Angels. For the Orioles, they have lefty Bruce Zimmerman with two N's starting versus lefty Reed Detmers. For the Angels, I'm not on this game. I like the Angels, but you can get Baltimore plus 160. You can get LA minus 180. Total 8.5. So Baltimore's offense is really struggling. I don't even think they're averaging two runs a game, and the Angels have been more on the cold side of hot and cold, but not that strong themselves. So I'd look to maybe the under. I'm just not really sure how good either of these pitchers are yet. So if anything, I'd look to the under of 8.5. It's juiced up a little to minus 105. So you're getting a decent price there. Can't touch the lines here. I'm not going to lay 180 with the Angels. Next game we see, the Royals travel to Seattle, or stay in Seattle, play the Mariners. We have Brad Keller for KC. And you can get them at plus 110. And then for Seattle, we have ready Chris Flexen, and you can get them at minus 130. Total here is 7.5. This is stay away from me as well. I know everybody's been hyping Brad Keller and how well he's been doing. I'm just never really been that much of a fan. I know he's had a couple decent outings, but he's going to face a lineup with Adam Frazier as a lefty, Jesse Winker, who's not hitting that well, but he's a lefty. J.P. Crawford's a lefty. Jared Kelenic's a lefty. Abraham Toro is a switch hitter, as is catcher Cal Raleigh. So you're going to get a number of lefties. I'm not really thinking that Keller is going to be shutting them down completely. If anything, I would look to the over 7.5. I know these are Casey's offense is struggling. Right now, I see it about minus 112 to minus 1. Or sorry, yeah. The over 7.5, minus 112 is about 115. So I might look there. Next game, sees the Dodgers travel to San Diego for an NL West matchup. Just pulling out my pitchers here. You can get Julio Urias, the lefty, at minus 160. And you can get righty Nick Martinez for the Padres at plus 140. Total here is 8. I would go with the Padres. Martinez has pitched well since he's come back from Japan. And Urias has done all right. He hasn't pitched as strong as he did last year, but he's been pitching all right. It's just a value play. Plus 140 with the Padres. Their lineup seems to have woken up a little. They're at home. Not that that's a huge factor in baseball, but plus 140 is a nice number straight up. I think the Dodgers are a better team, better hitting team, better pitching, but a plus 140. There's some value there. For the second last game of the night, we get the Mets and David Peterson, lefty David Peterson on the mound. You can get them at minus 125. They're at Arizona to face righty Zach Gallen and the D-backs, who you can get on the money line at plus 105. Total here is 8.5. Anything I would lean towards the Mets, I just don't like laying a 125 line. Gallen's been pitching all right, as has Peterson. He's been pitching fairly well this year. But you can stay away from this. 8.5, I'm not really sure. Diamondbacks lineup's just so bad. If anything, I would lean to the under. It's at minus 105, so they're trying to get you to take that. But you can get the over at minus 115. Their offense has just been so bad. I would lean to the under. Lean to the Mets and lean to the under. Final game of the night is the Texas Rangers, and they are in Oakland. You have Glenn Otto, righty Glenn Otto for Texas. You can get them on the money line at minus 135. And you can get righty Adam Aller for Oakland at plus 115. Total here, 7.5. I would look to, and I may be on this game later, take Oakland, plus 115. Oakland's been playing well. Their offense has been playing well. They're winning games. Your classic Oakland A's. Nobody has a clue how they're doing it, but they are. They're doing it. So I take them just because, you know, this pitching matchup, neither of them scare me. Neither of them I don't think you can back with any great confidence. And straight up, I think the Oakland lineup, I don't think the Oakland lineup is better, but they've been winning. And then total 7.5. It is juiced to the under. You can get the under at minus 105. You can get the over at minus 115. I'm going to look to the over here. I just think there's some runs to be scored. It doesn't take a whole lot. Then if you can get in that Texas bullpen, that's, you know, I don't know how long Otto goes here. 3-4 innings maybe. Even if he's pitching well, what does he get to 5? I doubt it. And once you get another pen, that's a scary situation. So there should be some more runs. So I'm going to have to look into this a little more. 7.5 runs strikes me as an odd number. I know Otto and Aller have done all right so far, but there's no way that these guys should be considered a pitcher's duel to be down at 7.5. So I'm going to look into that a little more, but I would lean to Oakland, the money line at the plus money, and I would lean to the over 7.5. So that's it for the diamond. Going to take a quick break and we come back, hit the NHL before wrapping up. All right, the NHL, 4 games on the ice as they get close to the finale of the season and the playoffs. We start with the Ottawa Senators at Columbus. You can get the Sens in the money line at minus 120. Can't believe the Sens are favored on the road. You can get the home Blue Jackets at plus 100. Total here is 6.5. And the Senators have been playing well in the last 10. Columbus looks like or both teams are out of the playoffs, but Columbus looks like they've just completely packed it in for the rest of the year. However, I can't take, I can't see why Ottawa is favored on the road like this. So I'm going to take Columbus at plus 100, even money. And I'm going to go over the goals of 6.5 minus 105. So a bit of a risky same game parlay, but that pays 281. So I'm going to take Columbus on the money line plus the over 6.5 to pay out at 281. Next game sees the expansion Kraken in Minnesota. You can get the Kraken at plus 235 on the money line. The Wild minus 290. Total here is 6.5. Wild are obviously the better team. Can't lay 290. Maybe if this were around 200, I'd look at it, but 290 is just too pricey. Next game is the Avalanche travel to Edmonton to play the Oilers. The Avs coming at minus 115 favorites. You can get the Oilers minus 105. Total here is 6.5. Colorado's been resting a few players lately, and I think that's why the line is so tight. Not really sure which way. So just too many question marks in the lineups. Edmonton has a lot to play for, as do the Avs, I guess, to get ready for the playoffs. But straight up, these teams are healthy and playing everybody. I like Colorado in this situation. The line's a little fishy, so I'm staying away. Last game of the night sees Washington and Arizona to play the Coyotes. You can get the Capitals at minus 400. Or you can get the Coyotes at home at plus 320. Total here is 6.5. Obviously, the value's on the Coyotes at plus 320. Do I think they're going to win? No. Do I want to back them? No. But a plus 320, bit of a lottery ticket. But that's where the value is. So I'm really only in one game. Taking a bit of a flyer with the Blues at plus 1. Pardon me, the Blues. The Blue Jackets of Columbus at plus 100. And a total of over 6.5. So, hope you enjoyed the recap of the NBA. Should be three really good games tonight. I'm actually looking forward to that. Should be some interesting games on the diamond. And not a lot of marquee matchups on the ice, but a couple interesting ones. Before I go, quickly want to remind you of our partners at Manscaped. If you go to manscaped.com and when you sign up, use the code HOOPBALL20, that's 20, for 20% off your order and free shipping. Also, check out our pals at mybookie.ag if you need another sports book. When you sign up, use the code HOOPBALL. On the third page, sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. So hope everybody enjoyed the show. Again, any thoughts, comments, feedback, hit me up in a DM at Doug_Reed34 on Twitter. And if you don't mind going to your podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, rate and review the show. Ideally, if you'd give me a 5-star rating, that would be appreciated as it gets the show more exposure and more people listening, which is my goal, to get the audience as broad as possible. So hopefully everybody has a great night, whether you're watching the NBA, watching the Diamond, or on the ice with the NHL. Lots of games, lots of action. Hopefully have some fun. Hopefully make some money, and we will talk to you soon.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.